I bore him sons and also daughters. And though we love our children, we loved making them even more. Or so it seemed in those frantic days before we were married, before we called ourselves husband and wife, the dragon and the phoenix, the needle and the flowers making sweet lay. In those days, we were like fledglings, hiding in the bosom of the banana grove where the valley walls start their steep climb. As soon as we were out of sight, he would be at my breasts, my hands yanking down his pants in one swoop, our bodies twisting and falling like fish hooks entangled, like wrestlers caught in a deathly hold. We would find that so-worn spot on the ground, and he would cut a few large leaves to place under me, so that my back would not get scratched, he told me, smiling. Actually, we did little talking, our foreign tongues busy elsewhere, like our pecking fingers, our swollen thighs. Often we would snuggle together on our sides, he at my back, nibbling at my earlobes, long ones which he believed foretold my longevity, driving me to distraction like an eel. I would engulf his cane stalk, nursing his sweet juices, or he would enter me from behind into the depths of my sand crab hold, quickly as if seized by our fear that if this were all to life, we still could never get enough of it. At other times, he would suckle my nipple for what seemed like a half a day, and my breasts would open like wide eyes. I loved his rump. Smooth as the moon, his curve without a flaw, like the curl of a perfect wave, so self-contained and mesmerizing. I often raked my fingernails there, marking furrows in his skin, and always marveled at his resilience. I taught him my secret names for my body parts and his piercing eyes would never stop following me as I spread out beneath him like a pool. Like a breadfruit blossom, my bud stood erect all day, waiting for his snout to root and prod. I was the chili pepper burning his dark lips. He drank me like a gushing spring, and I can still see his wink, feigning shyness, as he leaned over, wiping his mouth, to whisper about my taste, salty and wet. And then there were his eyes, so dark and unwavering. I made it a point each time to fix my eyes on his as I came. So I tried to, wild and gleaming, then turning glazed at the point of no return, to carry him up into my dreams. All I wanted was to live those heedless moments as if forever, as if our little deaths would never die. Soon, we resolved to live together, two large rocks standing in a forlorn sea. His friends, I know, thought him crazy from too much sex and feared that he would never return then to his land of flowers. My mother banished me, even after he recited the proper speech I taught him to say. He was, she warned, a vagrant, trespassing our protected sea. A plover who, when his breast turned dark, would fly away. The gourds were broken, never to be mended. Like lovers of old, we snatched ember from the fire to scar our skin as medals of our troth. We rode side saddle to the other side of the mountains and lived by ourselves. I taught him how to swim. He taught me how to sew. We each taught the other kisses that neither of us thought we knew. We farmed and foraged for our food by day. At dusk, I danced my hula for his eyes only, and he showed me secret martial arts sets passed down from his heroes of long ago. We would save our candle nuts, and as the moon rose, we would lie outside our lean-to, making love in the owl's light, the fingertips of the mountain breeze tickling our skin. Together, we gathered pomegranates and mountain apples in the shade. We had our baby soon after, and our days became filled with me and my stout belly leaning over my taro patch, he and our beloved chasing after his pigs. But we would still have our moments, as when we would bring our small ones to bathe at the mouth of the river where it meets the sea. Our naked bodies, dark as lava, would glisten, and he and I would sit on the beach, one behind the other in turn, to braid each other's newly washed hair with our memories of those heady, furtive days, those chords of our common love.